This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Carm Capriotto here, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts, bringing you a family-oriented episode that was recorded live at the 2021 ATI Super Conference. Hey, how do two musicians turn into two automotive repair owners? What is their secret to both managing the business and staying ahead of the curve in this industry? What family members did they hire and who is lined up to eventually take over the business? Curious minds want to know. All these questions and more are answered in this episode. Amy and Kelly Michaels' husband and wife chemistry is hard to miss. Now, we had fun, and I guarantee you'll learn just one new thing. And isn't that what life's all about? Hey, thanks to our partner Napa for sponsoring this episode. You know, recognize the power of being locally owned and nationally known with Napa Auto Care's co-branding. Members who have completed a co-branding project see an average 23% increase in repair orders. Napa Auto Care backs you with a 50% co-op on approved projects. Here's what you need to do. Speak to your Napa representative today. Hey, I'd love for you to subscribe to my Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. If you are a YouTube junkie, then you'll get your dose of every podcast we do, everyone in video and or audio format. Have fun. Hey, warm welcome to Amy Michael and her husband Kelly from Kelly's Auto Repair Service in Dunnellan, Florida.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
We are at the ATI Super Conference in Amelia Island, Florida. I've had an absolute blast. We are in a frenzy recording session here on a Saturday, and Amy agreed to come in and talk about why she hated this industry. And I'm like, but there's a great story behind all of that. And I know that you're a non-traditional marketer, and I don't think we can hear enough about that because people always say, "What can I do that's different?"
I feel like we should always look for opportunities for marketing that other people don't take advantage of. So I always download a wacky holiday calendar, National Donut Day, National Beer Day. We celebrate Groundhog's Day and play the movie in our office and do online trivia questions every hour, do giveaways. This year for Earth Day, we gave away tree saplings and sent that out on Facebook and Instagram so all our customers could come pick them up. We had done that a few years ago, and we still have customers that their trees are growing.
How cool is that? I mean, that's stickiness with a customer. It's key. You know, every time they would look at that tree, guess where they knew they got it from?
Absolutely.
How cool is that? What's the reaction? What do the customers say on these off-the-wall marketing ideas? Do you get a lot of feedback?
Absolutely. In fact, this year I had three different customers bring me plants in return and pick up different trees than they had got previously, but they wanted to reciprocate by giving us herbs, aloe, and other trees.
So it's a give and get thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Kelly, you have been how long in business?
Will be 26 years, July 10th, and I've been in the industry for 43 years.
You don't look it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't feel it either.
I don't know. You drink a lot of coffee. Well, what's your secret?
I don't know. Good living. I have a healthy, humorous attitude toward just about everything.
You know what? I have to tell you all, humor is one of the strengths of me and my wife. We just love to laugh. We love to make each other laugh. Do you like humor?
Absolutely. That's why I married him.
Ah.
It took her 20 years to finally get me, and she's been laughing a lot more ever since.
How cool. So 26 in business?
Correct.
Married 35.
Correct.
Tell me just a little bit about the shop, number of bays, techs.
We started out, my father and I built the shop ourselves. After I was about 2 years in business, we bought a piece of property, and he and I constructed it with our own hands. And it started out with just the two of us and quickly expanded into two other technicians. And to now we have eight bays, eight lifts, and four technicians besides myself.
Wait a minute, stop. You're still turning wrenches?
Well, I'm not supposed to be, but yeah, I just bought a new toolbox.
Who's your business coach?
Don Walter.
And Don doesn't say when the heck you getting out of the bays?
I hear it every week.
Oh God. And you refuse to listen. Or because you love that part of your work.
I do. I can't sit still. It makes my body hurt if I'm not moving, doing something.
Is Amy your integrator? I mean, what role do you play, Amy?
Kelly manages the shop area, all the guys, and I do payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, marketing, social media. I handle the business side. He handles the people side.
So based on everything I have heard this weekend and the things that I know and where the industry is trending, who's the CEO? Did you hear that laugh? You had to hear that laugh because I nailed a strong talking point, and it was Kelly who pointed to Amy.
Exactly. Yeah, she has made the business profitable. I mean, I have the technical end of it down, being in the business for so long, teaching my technicians still. I teach them things. But when it comes to managing the numbers and really putting the business itself into perspective and making it profitable, all credit goes to her.
On the way home at night, you just got a great high five from her. But on the way home, do you talk business?
Usually.
Take separate cars or not?
Yeah.
To and from work, yes.
Okay. Is that healthy?
Yes.
Why?
My office is now upstairs.
In the house?
No, at the shop.
All right.
We outgrew downstairs. We needed to add another service advisor, and it was the best thing that could have ever happened because I'm able to not be infused in the business. I'm able to work on it upstairs.
Got it. How many days a week do you guys work?
5.
Well, what are your plans to go to 4?
That's a tough question.
That's what I do for a living.
Yeah. We're working on our second in charge, which is our son.
Oh, okay. Ah, really, real family business here then.
Yes.
Cool. All
yes.
right. And how old is he?
He is 33. That's the same age I was when I started the business. And he's coming along. He's been with us actually in the service advisor position since we started with ATI.
Wow.
So for 8 years, he's been in that position. Then we brought on my nephew, who is our second service advisor. And my son is now our service manager, but also in the advisor position. We also have our niece that works part-time for us as a customer service rep.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Amazing that you reached out to the extended family.
She's only 17, and she's very mature, very good for her age. And she's actually taught me a ton about Facebook and Instagram marketing in the social media with all the stories and stickers and all of the extra things that you can do. So she's been very helpful.
I am so in relation to that. I just brought on my daughter, 31, and Dad, you got to get with it, Dad. So, yeah, she is. I said, listen, handle it, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's cool. Good for you. You love the tech. What do you see that's going on that you may do different? Specializations, tools, Kelly, because you love to be in it. What are you missing to keep ahead of the curve that you want to get, buy, train on?
Well, even though you might consider me old school because I grew up fixing cars in the late 70s into the 80s with my dad, I still consider myself somewhat of a techie, but trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay.
I was probably the first person in our 20 group doing DVIs, the digital inspections, and encouraged everybody else. Now they're all doing it. So I'm always looking for that next thing to move on to make the business more efficient, more streamlined. And technology, if you're not up on it, it's going to put you out of business if you're not keeping up with technology.
And what is the next thing?
For me or for the industry?
Both.
For me, I'm looking for, I spent a lot of time at the trade show yesterday talking to all of the companies with point of sales management systems.
Mm-hmm.
I think our system is becoming a little archaic.
Okay.
I think it's slowing us down my service riders especially. So I'm looking for something that will streamline. I looked at four different ones. I have probably two of them in mind, especially to do demos with, and hopefully they can help things move a little smoother in our office. We do have some bumps in there that could use some smoothing out.
When I asked Kelly about what's new, you just lit up, Amy.
I just wanted to add that I've always been very proud of him because he does stay ahead of the curve. And we live in a small rural community where everything, all of the NAPAs and everything are independently owned. So we don't get a lot of the same benefits or opportunities. However, we were the first ones to get DVI. We were the first ones with digital menu boards and AutoNet TV. None of that had even been offered prior, but we had it in our community. So that has kept us ahead of the curve. We're probably the first ones doing text to pay in our area and, you know, hands off completely from the drop off to pick up process.
We hear too much in the industry. I'm sorry, we can't do this. I live in a small town. Oh, can't do this. Only got three bays. Whoop, can't do. And I love to find out and interview people that are in rural that have these monster businesses. They own the town. You know, some of them are in a one red light town and they're doing like seven figures, and you stop and say, where are you getting it from? Well, people drive from everywhere to come to our place. Give us a little, you know, overview of your town, your company in that town.
When we moved there, it was a one stop light town. Now we probably have 3-4 traffic lights.
Yeah.
Evolution.
Super Walmart.
Yes.
Really?
You
have a small Super Walmart, then you made it.
And we just got a Publix, so we're really in good shape now.
Wow, okay.
There are how many shops within?
13 shops.
Wow.
In a five mile radius.
Wow. Are you the leader on the leaderboard there? Yeah.
No.
Okay. And why?
I think it's from implementing all of the things, ATI especially. You know, they taught us where to find our pit holes and, you know, fix things, how to charge properly, everything that ATI does. But then also the moving forward with the technical aspects of things. We figured out that it may be higher now because I think I'm hearing it even more. All the things that get us Google reviews, our website reviews, all of those things combined, we average 1.5 new customers a day just based on our reviews. It's phenomenal.
Outstanding. And where are they coming from? The town or on the fringes?
Yeah, they come as far as Ocala, which is a 30-minute drive. Crystal River is another 20 to 30 minute drive. And then we have, you know, our retirement communities around the area. Yeah.
Did you ever ask why? Why do you drive 30 miles?
Loyalty.
Yeah.
They tried you first.
Mm-hmm.
And you knocked them out.
Yeah.
Excellent experience. Not great customer service, but an outstanding level of excellent customer service. Did the customers just drop their keys?
Usually.
Yeah.
See, isn't that cool? I'm getting ready to do an episode soon on this whole drop the key thing. And in my mind, it's such a loyal customer because the trust and the relationship is there, but it's also yours to lose because they're giving you that that no touch environment. And you cannot take advantage of that. Think back, guys. What did it take to build that drop your key customer?
A lot of hard work. Like anything else, when we joined ATI, I learned very quickly that you get out of it what you put into it. I personally am very thankful for Don because he never pushed too hard, always just enough, always gave us enough enough work that it was achievable. And we could always work towards our goals.
A soft touch type coach?
Yes.
And you could have taken advantage of that soft touch and ignored it. But you didn't.
He's not that soft.
Okay.
He's just firm enough.
Yes.
Except around the midsection.
Oh, dear. But when he hears this and he calls me and he says, why did you let that go? Why didn't you edit that out, Carm?
He knows we love him.
All right. But I think you mentioned a little earlier that you just were good students. for learning, you know, where to take the business.
Well, if you ask him, I'm a good student.
Yeah. He'll have something different to say about
you. I wish this was on video because this is a hoot.
I think too, the success of the businesses, and it's been mentioned this weekend, is the people that you surround yourself with. I've been very fortunate in the techs that I've found in the past. I don't have anybody that has stayed with me for a decade or more, but the ones that I do find stay with me until something changes in their life. I had one that became a Matco representative, you know, a Matco tool guy.
Yeah.
And some just move on to different things. They move out of the area, whatever, you know, might be. But I've been very fortunate in finding good replacements. And then my office staff, that's the biggest thing. If you do read our reviews, they always point at how they were treated in the office.
When you say the office, you really mean your front counter.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
What's your secret to finding a new tech? Got one?
I don't really, because I've had very little success on the online, you know, companies like Indeed and
do you have those. A bunch of resumes in a drawer somewhere?
We have probably a dozen, but I've never been able to pick from those.
Okay.
I've had referrals from family members, other technicians. I got a technician one time from the parts store guy that was coming in there regularly. And they mentioned him to me. So I don't really have a formula for that. I've just been fortunate that they seem to drop in my lap.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Amy and Kelly are grooming their son to eventually take over the business. Find out what steps they are taking to do so. Hey, it's Carm, and I'm back to talk Napa Auto Care and auto tech training. Now, as a repair shop owner, you know technical training is essential in the ever-changing world of automotive technology. Or as one auto care owner put it, train or you'll phase yourself right out of business. Thanks to Napa Auto Tech, technicians can keep their skills sharp and their Napa know-how up to date by attending hands-on classroom-style training for almost every vehicle make and model. You can choose from classes in diagnostics, heating and cooling, electrical electronics, brake systems, ignition and fuel systems, plus a whole lot more. Napa Auto Tech is the highest quality training the industry has to offer, and it's presented by experienced instructors who are ASE Master Certified technicians. Now, some have owned their own shops, and they all have a detailed automotive background. The trainers consistently receive excellent ratings from the technicians who attend. Even after the class is over, techs can access course information online with ClassPass. So when questions come up later, they can use ClassPass to get the answers 24/7 from any computer with an internet connection. Now, what's more, Napa Auto Tech has been accredited by ASE's Continuing Automotive Service Education Program, reviewed against industry standards, and approved by peers. Don't just take my word for it. Auto Care Center owners who have taken advantage of Auto Tech training say that well-trained technicians are helping to increase their shop's repair capability and raise bay productivity. Now, that results in fewer comebacks, more satisfied shop customers, and reduced technician turnover. It's hard to beat that. Your servicing Napa store can tell you even more about the benefits of Auto Tech training, plus the many other reasons to become part of the Napa family with over 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers from coast to coast, making it the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country.
Huge challenge in our industry today.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of talk, lots of articles, a lot of discussion happens on my show all the time. I'm a big fan of apprenticing, huge fan of apprenticing. And, you know, I'll get on my soapbox one more time and say that if every shop in America decided to find themselves and grow an apprentice in a legitimate apprentice program, the 2 years, think of all that hands-on lab work that goes on. You assign a mentor. I'm a huge fan of that. Have you decided to get on board with that program?
We would love to. We, at this point, we need one more technician so that we could have the opportunity to be able to really grow someone, because we're kind of overwhelmed at the moment.
You're behind the eight ball right now. And the reason that you're so overwhelmed is because of all the incredible marketing that you do, Amy, right?
Absolutely.
I thought so. Absolutely thought so. You told us some crazy stuff in the beginning of this episode. Give us some other great tips that you can share with our audience.
We're taught through ATI, always be marketing.
Yep.
So look for all opportunities. I'm part of a BNI chapter in our area. And while I only joined to lock out competition, I gained so much knowledge. And it actually has been very beneficial in all aspects of business. So, you know, don't cut yourself short. You don't have to put yourself in a box and market to only one demographic. They always talk about finding that target market, but depending on your area, you may have three different markets that you want to target. So just market differently and find whatever your niche is. Don't try to be traditional and mainstream.
You find yourself on just a natural marketer, just feels good to do this. You love it?
I do actually enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, is it the graphic part? Is it the stories that you tell, you know, on social media? Any you got any one favorite thing?
I really don't.
Wow. So everything's comfortable for you.
In marketing, yes.
Tell me about the image and the brand of the company. I mean, you work hard on that. You have to if you love marketing.
Not a lot. I mean, our shop is Kelly's Auto Repair and Service. Mm-hmm. And we designed that so it would be cars with a K. So that's kind of our brand. Our logo is cars, and then it has Kelly's Auto under with a wrench. So he actually came up with the name before we ever went into business. And then we just kind of went with it from there.
It just worked, right, Kelly?
Yeah, it did. And in the last couple of years since we replaced our sign, more and more people are calling it cars. We never really pushed that in the beginning. I was the guy in the front. I was who everybody saw and talked to. Well, I'm becoming a lot less recognized now, and it's transitioned more into my son. So it's kind of coming at the right time that it's transitioning into cars instead of Kelly's Auto Repair, because then it takes me away from that equation, so that when my son does step in and take the business over, it's cars. It has his own. It becomes his own brand rather than Kelly's Auto Repair. It's my dad's shop, you know.
It's a great strategy. Is dad still in the business?
No, my father passed away back in 2006.
All right. Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your son for a moment, because your story can be related by thousands of people out there that have family coming in or family wanting to join the business, or they're already there and they have misstepped, you know, the evolution of the succession, because succession comes in so many forms. And one of them is internal family. Mm-hmm. What kind of plans?
They're kind of in the beginning right now. We've done succession planning. We took the class on that. And we're still kind of in the grooming stages with him. Although he's been in the business a long time, he was a lot like me in the beginning. My dad, I think, thought I was going to take over his business. That's a whole nother story. And I didn't have a plan when I was a teenager. I went to college for a year.
Who does?
Yeah. And when that didn't work out, because I realized being a musician was not going to make me a good living.
Oh, we got to talk about that before we end. Thank you for reminding me. Musician. Okay, go ahead.
So when my year of college was over, I was not going back. And my dad said, well, you got to do something. You need to come back and work for me until you figure it out. Well, in a couple of years, I was the lead technician rebuilding engines and making good money. So it just kind of happened. And it turned out I was really good at it. So after, I guess, 12 or 13 years working for my dad, he retired. We moved north. We were in Miami at the time. We moved north to Dunellen, where we are now. And I said, okay, I'm going to start my own business. And that's how it happened. My dad financed me. So it's kind of it's going in that direction now, where my son is in the same position I was. He's 33. That's how old I was when I started the business. And it's like a natural progression, I guess.
Have you said those very interesting words, until you figure it out, son, we really can't move forward?
He knows. We sit down and talk about it occasionally, because sometimes I wonder if he really has the interest in taking it over. And he tells me he does.
It's desire too, right?
Yeah.
And it's the willingness to want to be a forever student.
Yeah.
Will you ever put him as soon as possible into a coaching program?
Yes, he's done some coaching through ATI. Okay. He's been to some of them, but with COVID, that slowed down.
Sure.
We haven't been able to send him for the coaching.
So let me ask you an interesting question. Would you ever just sit down as husband and wife and say, your son's first name?
Justin.
Justin, we have to come up with a plan for Justin in the next five, not now, but we have to come up with it. We have to figure out a timeline. I mean, you can keep saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. But if you don't, you know, sit down with him and says, hey, we're going to make this transition to, you know, COO or president of the company somehow.
We actually have discussed that with him after we did succession planning.
Okay.
And it taught us a lot as far as how to set everything up financially to set him up to succeed, as opposed to the mistakes so many parents make where, you know, they want this big payout. They want a lot to live on. We've set it up where we have everything paid off. And now we're able to give him a portion of the business, put it in, so that we can take that out at the end and he doesn't have to give us anything. The building's paid for, so he can just pay us rent. And, you know, we're trying to get everything set that way before we implemented the rest.
I'm so glad to hear that. You're grounded. You've got a plan. You've figured it out. You may not be that far down the road, but what I love about what you just said, it's got to be so that he can succeed. And you've got to pull an awful lot of levers before that happens.
Right.
Cool. Okay. Music. So here it is. We're in the studio and I put him in front of the microphones. They have headphones on and I give them a little lesson on how to get intimate with the microphone and they go, stop it. We're musicians. We know this. So what do you play?
The beginning of the story is that her and I met playing in a symphony together.
No.
Yeah. So, I showed up for a rehearsal, which I'd been playing with them for a couple of years. I play the trombone. And when I walked in, I started kind of scanning the auditorium, and she was over in the seated section of the auditorium talking to somebody, and she caught my eye, and I was like, okay.
So yeah, that was, wait a minute, can you say that one more time?
So anyway... And when the whole orchestra converged to start practicing, it turned out she played bassoon and was sitting right in front of me. So I started flirting with her with my slide.
I'm sorry, this is a cool story. With your slide?
Yeah.
You mean on the trombone?
Yeah, I was kind of poking her with it a little bit.
Listen, I've done over 1,000 of these, and I have to say, this is the first time this has ever happened like this, but go ahead.
Okay. So she reciprocated with playing with my shoelaces or something like that.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
So maybe there was like an instant attraction there, huh?
Yeah. So I'll let her continue from there.
So fast forward, unlike
no,
him.
No, I don't want to fast forward.
My bassoon got stolen.
Really?
Out of the trunk of my parents' car on our dinner break. That's actually what happened night.
Wow.
And then we ended up getting numbers and he went to my senior prom. But unlike him, I had a life plan and I had full scholarships to any college I wanted to go to as a bassoon performance major. And I was playing in the symphony in Miami. So I swore I would never work in a garage.
That's how we started off the show, right?
Yeah,
She was kind of hoity-toity.
I hated this bitch.
Yes. So life lesson, we ended up getting married. I dropped out of college. I was playing professionally in the symphony. We got married and had 3 kids. And many years later, we moved to Central Florida and he started his business and his mom worked for us so that I could continue teaching and raising the kids. And then when his dad got ill, his mom had a stroke and was immediately cut out of the business. So I had to step in and I knew nothing. I knew payroll and bookkeeping and that was it. But we knew nothing about truly running a shop. And I went to a workshop called Women in Tune that Advance Auto Parts put on. It kind of sparked something in me. And then when we were going through rough times through the recession and everything, we had a cold call from ATI. And I said, this is what we need. And so my husband and I and my son went, and I was like, where do we sign up? I don't care. We had them come to the shop, and it's just been a whirlwind ever since. We've probably more than doubled, almost tripled in size and growth.
Good for you. Are you still playing bassoon?
Occasionally, okay. But not often.
How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, actually, we have a band that cool. We play locally in our area. It's we haven't since COVID because all that stopped. But our son plays with us. And
what does he play?
He plays guitar.
Oh, cool. Now I got to tell you a story about trombone. I never appreciated the trombone ever until the band Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I grew up playing that. That was my practice time. When I got home, I threw on every Chicago album. I can play every Chicago tune.
Okay.
Heart,
so. And what kind of music are you playing with your son?
We call it classic rock. Amy cool. plays, she was a very good pianist as well. She grew up, from what age playing piano?
Since fourth grade.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's a musical family.
Yeah.
How cool.
And she also plays saxophone. So we do that. I sing the lead vocals. Our son plays the guitar, and we do a variety of music from the 50s to stuff even current today.
This is so cool. It's so great to meet both of you, the musical family, great business, rural town, a lot of important takeaways from here. Wow. Kelly, Michael, and Amy from Kelly's Auto Repair and Service in Dunlin, Florida. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.